Hi everyone, a good Wednesday morning to you. We continue to track a batch of showers that pushed through on the overnight period, now well into New England. We've got a bit of a break for many of us right now, but there's another batch of showers that has pushed on through the western Adirondacks and now trending into the central Adirondacks as well as the Mohawk Valley. Now with this next batch of showers, there could be a little bit more in terms of some heavier rain as well as a rumble of thunder. And then the warm front pushes on through, allowing for the sunshine as we head through the middle portion of your Wednesday. Now, depending on where this boundary sets up or is residing this afternoon into this evening, will help to determine how the sun is helping to make the atmosphere unstable. That, in tandem with the disturbance coming in from the Great Lakes, will lend itself to a strong to severe thunderstorm threat as we head through the latter portion of this afternoon into this evening. Time-wise, we're anticipating a band of thunderstorms to push through the region 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock this evening, with the main threat right now being damaging thunderstorm wind gusts. Now, if we get enough sunshine this afternoon to make the atmosphere unstable, then there are other parameters that will exist in the atmosphere working with the instability to perhaps produce rotating thunderstorms, which will increase our damaging thunderstorm wind gust potential, perhaps add the nuance of hail into the game, and as well, maybe enough rotation within the atmosphere for perhaps a tornado threat. Something we'll have to keep an eye on because downstream, meaning back to the west, across lower Michigan last night, this same or similar weather setup did produce a couple of tornado warnings across Flint and Saginaw, Michigan, down toward mid-Michigan, and that would be the Lansing and Jackson area of Michigan out toward Detroit. Again, something we're going to have to keep an eye on as this weather situation unfolds as we head through the second half of your Wednesday. Beyond that, the warm front is to our north as we head through Thursday and Friday, meaning we're well into a summertime feel to the air. A good deal of sunshine the next couple of days, but it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Afternoon highs, upper 80s, lower 90s. Dew points, low and mid 60s. So it's going to feel like July instead of starting to wrap up the latter portion of May. Then the system will end up pushing through the region as a cold front. That particular part of the system, now across the central plains of the Rockies, that cold front not due to arrive until the middle and the second half of this upcoming weekend. A quick review of the climatological data from your Tuesday, May 28th. We reached a high of 71 yesterday, just afternoon, after a morning low of 40 degrees, 0.01, with some lingering rain showers into the overnight hours from Monday into Tuesday, bringing the yearly quantitative total up to 13.64 inches. The average over the last 30 years, when you look at all of the climatological data averaged out, is 14.40. We're still in a deficit for 2013 by approximately 0.75 inches quantitatively. The average high-low split for your Wednesday, May 29th, is 73 and 51. The record high for today is 93 from 1931, the record low 34 from 1956. The sun rose this morning at approximately 5:21 a.m., will set later this evening at 8:25, rising once again on Thursday morning at approximately 5:21 a.m., setting at approximately 8:25 Thursday evening. So in the forecast, as we head through your Wednesday, look for the shower threat to continue as we head through mid-morning, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well. Then we anticipate some breaks in the clouds, allowing for the sun to shine during the middle portion of the day. That will help to refuel the atmosphere in terms of additional showers and thunderstorms, some of which will be strong to severe later this afternoon into this evening as it becomes really humid as well. In terms of the time frame for the strong to severe thunderstorms, we're talking about any time after 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. A high today in Albany up close to 80, 77 the forecast high in Glens Falls. The showers and storms end this evening. The skies become partly cloudy. It'll be humid. Lows of 60 to 65 in many locations for tonight. A lot of sunshine as we head through the day on Thursday. Hot, humid, a bit breezy as well. We'll call for some isolated showers, perhaps a storm or two, and a high into the mid and upper 80s. Lots of sunshine for Friday. An isolated shower or storm still possible. Humid and hot as well. Many of us taking a run toward the low 90s. A mix of sun and clouds, perhaps some afternoon showers and storms on Saturday, highs 85 to near 90. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, the opportunity for some late morning and afternoon showers and storms with a high In the mid-80s, things do turn cooler and less humid as we head through early next week. A mix of sun and clouds, perhaps a shower on Monday, a high of 78, partly cloudy breezy for next Tuesday, with a high of 70 to 75. Make it a great Wednesday. We'll give you the update again as we head through midday. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.